Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prevented from blowing into any drink. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ الْقَذَاءِ, a person told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there are some dust particles, they are like the blades of grass in it out. فَقَالَ إِنِّي لَا أَرْوَى مِن نَفَسٍ وَاحِدٍ, and this person told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when I drink, I'm not getting quenched, I'm not getting satiated in one gulp. I'm drinking, but I'm not feeling like I'm getting any quenched. I'm not getting quenched. قَالَ فَأَبِنِ الْقَدْحَ إِذَا عَنْفِيكَ, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, then what you do, separate that cup, that utensil from your mouth. In other words, take a breath and then drink again. Why must you drink all one time? So if you do this, this also helps for satiating and for a person getting quenched. So one way when a person doesn't feel he's getting quenched, he drinks slowly. There's no need to drink and gulp so fast. Person drinks slowly. You see, in Islam, everything has but etiquette. And the etiquette also, if a person just looks at it and admires it, he'll realize that there's a lot of beauty in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even looking at the person drinking, person who just drinks like that gulp, one big gulp, you'll find it doesn't look pleasant also. But a person drinks slowly, slowly. Even a person from looking from the outside would say that this person has got some type of dignity, he's got some type of waqar. And after all, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why shouldn't it have that dignity, that waqar, that beauty in it? We did a hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naha ayyatanafasa fil ina'i wa yunfakha fihi, rawahu tirmidhi. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he prevented from breathing in the glass. The first hadith we did, that do not breathe in the glass, move the glass away. So a person breathes also, he's not breathing in the glass, and at the same time he's taking a breath. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam prevented from breathing in the glass, or yunfakha fihi, or that it be blown into. That you blow into the cup or the glass. So the question might come to our mind is that sometimes when a person is reading to blow specifically, sometimes a person is reading Mu'awwadhatayn, he's reading Ayat al-Kursi, other ayat of the Quran, specifically for shifa purposes, he's reading it, and he's reading it for purification and protection, then he is told to blow in the glass, blow in the water, and then drink it. And here we see these ahadiths are telling us that we shouldn't blow. These ahadiths are referring to generally. Generally, a person is eating and drinking, then he shouldn't blow in his food now to get rid of the dirt, to cool it down. He shouldn't do this. But those ayah that are read for purification, the niyat is for purification, because he's reading it specifically for purification. Now for him to blow in those, in that water, in the utensil, that becomes permissible. Why? Because the niyat is specifically for purification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that no harm will come from that is read with purification. Simple understanding is a person is making zabah, he's slaughtering that animal to make that animal pure. When he reads, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that animal becomes pure for him by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just by leaving the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out, that same animal that he slaughters now, deliberately he left the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out, that animal now is not pure for him to eat. So by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has such an effect that it can make something pure and something also can become impure. So therefore, we should always try to bring this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. So beautiful they are. The first thing that we learned the chapter before this, not the first thing, but the chapter before this on drinking, that we learned that a person shouldn't drink directly from a big container. A person has got a 2-liter bottle, now suddenly he starts drinking from there. Okay, if there's little bit left, now there's so little left, the person's going to finish it, it's a different story. But generally, a person shouldn't drink from a big container. Then the other thing we learned is when a person drinks, he should drink in 2 or 3 sips. He should move the glass away. He shouldn't blow into it if there is any items or particles found. If he needs to, he should just pour that out. And then we also learn that when a person is taking a breath, one is when a person is blowing, one is when a person is taking a breath, he should try and take 2 or 3 breaths when he's drinking, number one. And number two, when he's breathing, that breathing also shouldn't be in the glass. It should be away from the glass. So in other words, move the glass away and the person should breathe. Today we start Babu Bayani Jawazi Shurbi Qaiman. وبيان أن الأكمل والأفضل الشرب قاعدا. The chapter on the permissibility of drinking while standing. So the permissibility of drinking while standing, but أكمل, the most perfect, the most complete, والأفضل, the most what we say, the most virtuous, is الشرب قاعدا, is drinking while sitting. So whilst there is permissibility to drink whilst a person is standing, there is permissibility, then the best thing for him to do is drink whilst he's sitting. Sometimes a person will find himself, for example, now he's in Hajj, the crowd is big, he He'll find he might be on the way, for example, going to stone the shaitan. Now, if he decides he's going to sit there to drink water, he'll be run over. There'll be a stampede. So, yeah, he knows. Now, this permissibility, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us and shown to us that it's permissible to stand and drink when there is a reason, when there is a need, and a person can stand and drink. So, now, while he's walking, he's feeling very hot, and he knows he can stand and drink also, it's permissible. But the best thing to do is to sit. This is the most virtuous, and this is the most complete. When Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, قال سقيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من زمزم فشرب وهو قائم متفق عليه. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that I gave Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم زمزم to drink. So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, he stood and he drank the زمزم. So here we learn also, ulama explained that when Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, his habit was out of respect for Kaaba Sharif. Out of respect for Kaaba Sharif, and he would be in the precincts of the Kaaba. And out of the respect for Kaaba Sharif, the Zamzam also he would drink. He would stand and he'd face Kaaba and then he'll drink the Zamzam. So therefore also we find that when we finish the Umrah, a person is told to drink Zamzam. There he stands and he drinks facing Kaaba Sharif out of respect for the Kaaba Sharif. But the general adat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to sit and drink. So therefore we should try and inculcate the best and the general habit of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His general habit was to sit and drink. This applies for all water. When a person is, drinking water, then he should sit and he should drink. This is the best thing. But as I said, if a person has got a reason to stand, maybe his knees are paining, maybe it's difficult for him to sit, or there's a big crowd, or some other valid reason a person